This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this week we've got a Beethoven double feature with Mercury. You'll hear two works that you might be familiar with, but maybe these pieces don't get as much recognition as some of his other symphonic works. We'll begin with Beethoven's Eighth Symphony. When it comes to Beethoven's symphonies, audiences in his day were ready for that big, heroic Beethoven sound. You know, something like you hear in his Fifth or even the Seventh Symphony that came just before this one. So when you hear the Eighth, you'll notice that most of it is actually fairly restrained, and audiences at the time noticed as well and had a lukewarm response, which might have contributed to this piece being just a little more obscure than his other works. It definitely still sounds very much like Beethoven, just dialed down a little bit. Here is Mercury under Antoine Plante. Thank you. Mercury performing Beethoven's 8th Symphony in concert at the Wortham Center in May of 2015. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. The next piece, known as the Triple Concerto, is kind of in the same boat as Beethoven's 8th Symphony. It certainly doesn't get the same mileage as, say, his violin concerto or his multiple piano concertos. Granted, this piece does require three soloists as opposed to one, though calling them soloists is also not entirely accurate, since the violin, cello, and piano parts in this piece actually act more like a piano trio ensemble, rather than separate soloists. And again, this piece doesn't have all of the usual bombast of the really popular Beethoven pieces, but it definitely still sounds like Beethoven. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Triple Concerto, performed by Mercury, with Jonathan Godfrey on violin, Kevin Downs on cello, and Wendy Chen at the piano, all led by Antoine Plante in May of 2015 at the Wortham Center in downtown Houston. Mercury's final concert of this year is coming up just next weekend, and where today's episode focused on some of the less popular Beethoven pieces, this concert has two of his most popular pieces, the Piano Concerto No. 5 and the Symphony No. 5, that takes place at the Wortham Center on Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. Go to mercuryhouston.org for more information. This concert was recorded by Q Audio on behalf of Houston Public Media, and Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.